The conservation vote tracker is available on the League's website. It lists how state senators and representatives voted on a number of issues, and whether or not those votes are considered pro- or anti-conservation. A spokesperson for the group, Ann Sayers, says voters are often in the dark.
So with the vote tracker, they can kind of attach themselves to an issue that they care about and watch it go through the legislative process and know where it's headed next. So if it's currently in an assembly committee, they know it'll be headed to the assembly next. If it's in a Senate committee, they'll know it's going to the Senate. They can watch it and they can weigh in on it.
Some issues are included that are seemingly unrelated to the environment, but Sayers says something like the voter ID bill would have made voting more difficult for some people, so it's included on the tracker. There are 30 bills now listed from the last legislative session. Sayers says the site will track at least 8 new bills when the next session begins later this month. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.